We were holding that Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the top Gemara. We learned already about that tzitzis has no shir lamalo. As long as you want to make the strings, you can make them. But yesh le shir lamata. But there's a length, at least how much you have to have of tzitzis. When you come out with parts, it has to be at least yud beis gudlin, 12 times the amount of the thickness of your thumb. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Tana Rabbanim, tzitzis. What does the word tzitzis mean? Ein tzitzis ela olof. Tzitzis means the part of its strings that just hang down. Again, and now with tzitzis we have the gedil. First we twirl it around, and then we have them hanging down. So tzitzis means olof, means hanging down. V'chein u'emner is also a post like this, a post in the Cheskov that says, V'chein u'emner, v'yikocheini bat tzitzis roshi, that he grabbed me by the tzitzis of my head, means he grabbed me by the hair of my head that was hanging down. Now v'yom rabbi Abaye says, V'tzorech l'freida. You have to separate the tzitzis also. Ki tzitzah di'amoy. Like a goy, the way a goy takes his haircut. And Rashi says it means, Kiblur yishalodik l'chavim, Devuka is melmata, near the head they're attached together. Uprute is melmala. The further away it goes, it becomes separated. That's like tzitzis also. First it's like tied together, it's wrapped around, it's twirled around. And then the last two-thirds of the tzitzis, that's the anef, that's the psil, just hanging down. But Abaye is telling us, Vesorach lefroidom, that's brought down lalochom, that even though we have our strings hanging, we have to always make sure they're not tangled together. You have to always like separate them to make sure that each one is separated by itself. Now it says, Tana Rabban wrote a price like this. Hit the lala keren, if you put your tzitzis on the corner of the begid, oyal ha-gedil, or else you put the tzitzis on the gedil, that's also the bottom part of the begid that's folded over like the hem, that makes it strong that it should not rip over there. So if you put your tzitzis over there, it's also kshera. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Poisel B'shtem. He says, no, both of these two places on the actual corner itself, or on the hem, on the bottom of the begid, it's Poisel. Zemur says, if so, Kaman Nozle, who does it go like? Hod Yomar Rav Gidl, that's what Gidl says, Yomar Rav, Leim of Rav. Tzitzis Tzricha, Shetei Noitfes Alakaren, that tzitzis have to be hanging down over the side of the begid. Shinema, the Poisel says, Al Kanfe Bigdeim, the tzitzis should be hanging over of the corner of your begid. Sumura says, Kiman, who does this go like? Kireb Lezer ben Yaakov, this goes like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says before that you're not allowed to put your tzitzis on the tip of the corner or on the tip of the hem. And the pshat is because the tzitzis have to be attached a little bit higher above. Like we all, it has to be three etzbois. It has to be higher up. So the pshat is if the tzitzis is hanging from a higher up position on the begid, then it's called Al Kanfe Bigdeim. It's hanging down over the begid. But if you just attach the tzitzis to mamash the tip of the corner of the begid, it's not called Al-Kanfe Bigdayim. Therefore, that we said before, it's psula, so that's your blessed Yaakov Shita, he always liked the Shita. That when the Pasuk says Al-Kanfe Bigdayim, means it has to hang down over the begid. It has to be attached a little bit higher up, not just on the tip of the begid. The other Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, you have to like how far up in the begad is the closest place that the hole where you put your tzitzis into. There has to be at least molei kesher goydel, like the distance of the beginning of the tip of your thumb to the first joint of your thumb. Rashi says, kishir hatziporin im boser ad perik rishon, until the first joint of your thumb. That's how high up the hole has to be from the tip of the corner. Well, lav dafka, the corner means from the end of the begid. It has to be up at least a molei kesher gadol from the end of the begid. Now the Gemara says, v'yitzrach to Rav Papa, v'yitzrach to Rav Yaakov. We need both halachas exactly where to put the hole. Where is the place that you're supposed to put the strings through the begid? So we had two halachas. Before we had Rav Yaakov, that he said, before Rav Yaakov said on the days, Arba b'terv shleisha. It has to be four strings within three etzbois from the end of it, which is mashma, should not be higher up than three etzbois. So more is the true, we need both halachas. One is saying the highest it should be, and one is saying the lowest it should be. So more says, Din with the Rav Papa, just from the Rav Papa's halacha alone, have a minar, we're thought to say, Teich Gimel, what does that mean to say? Tlalircha Tvei. You should not bring it higher up than three etzbois from the end of the Begit. But maybe the Kama de Mekarve Mali, but maybe as low as you want to put it, it's better off. Maybe you could put a mamash in the tip of the corner, the tip of the Begit. Yisrach Rav Yaakov, therefore I need Rav Yaakov's halacha that says no, you cannot put the Begit at the tip, but rather it has to be up at least a mole kesha gaydol. Now, if we just would have had Rav Yaakov's halacha, I would have thought to say, mole kesha gaydol means lelekarif tfei, you can't bring it lower than that on the Begit. But maybe, pekama de merachik malei, but maybe the further up of the Begit you put it, the better off you are, because then it's considered more alkanfeb b'deim, it'll be hanging down more over the Begit. So maybe it could be even higher than three etzbois up, is tricha. That's why Nidra Papa Salacha know that you cannot lift it up and not put the hole higher than three tefachim from the end of the Begit, and Nidra B'yakab, you cannot put it lower than one Malay Kesha Gaidel. Now the Gemara says, Ravina Rav Sama, have a Yasvi Kaimed Rabashi. They're both sitting in front of Rabashi. Chaziyayu Rav Sama, so Rav Sama saw Lekarnei de Glimad Ravina. He saw that the corner of the Deket of Ravina, this was like a little rip there. There was the hole where the tzitzit were put through, that hole became ripped. And it came closer down to the end of the Begit. And it came out to Botz and Mimole Kesha Gaidol. Now the tzitzit were hanging on the Begit, but it was less than this shear of the thumb away from the edge of the Begit. Because that hole ripped, and the tzitzit came closer, came lower down. So, Omalei, so therefore, Ravashi, and therefore of Sama mean, therefore of Sama, said to Ravina, Omalei, Leisov Lamal Hod Rav Yaakov, don't you hold like Rav Yaakov we had before, that your tzitzis cannot be lower than the size of your thumb of the Begit? So here your tzitzis are hanging lower than that, it should be possible. Omalei, so he has it back to him and said, no, Bishas Asi Itma, that was only in Alocha, Bishas, you're making the tzitzis. Because Lechatchila, when you make the hole in the Begit, where to put the tzitzis through, that hole should be at least a Gaidol, or some distance from the end. But once, that's the way it was when you put the tzitzis in. Even if it tears later and becomes closer, comes downwards, still it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Ichsif, like the Sama now, became embarrassed. Like how come he said this? He became embarrassed. So Omalei, Ravashi said back to him, Ravashi said back to Sama, he should know, like Tiskif, like don't feel so embarrassed. Latakav l'cho, Chad minayu k'trei minon. One of him is like two of us. There is one of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're like two of us. So Rashi says Bnei Eretz Yisrael means Ravina, Eretz Yisrael have a Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, like, don't be embarrassed from Ravina, Echlami, he's much greater than us. Therefore, don't be embarrassed the way he answered you back. Now the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Rami Arba, he used to put four strings, the Ayif Lu Meif, and he would fold them over. Because first he took four long strings, he would fold them over, and then Umal and Aglima, then he put it into the Begit. The Yavuk Lu Mevik, and he would make a bow, or make a bow around them, or make a loop out of them. Kisavuk Asiyods, Binan Timna Baglima, like you have to put eight strings into the Begit itself. Kiechid Leve Gedil, just like you have eight strings hanging down, he holds the same way eight strings have to go into the Begit. So if we take the four strings and fold them over, make them into eight, and that's the way you put them into the Begit. Not like we do. Rav Yimim Yidifta Rami Tim, they used to take eight strings. The Yimim Shisan, after we folded them over, they were 16. For Loyabaglu, we did not make them into a loop. Ma bread the Rav Noi Ovid Kiridan, but Ma bread the Rav Noi did like we used to do. Like we do is we take four strings, we put it into the Begit, and then we fold it over. So it comes out now, there are eight strings hanging down, and then we make our knots, we twirl it around, and then we let the still hang down. Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rav Adam Arava, Rami Chuti saw him putting tzitzis into the Begit, become a Vorech, Lassus Tzitzis, he was making a Brocha, the fact that he was making the tzitzis. Omelet, he said to him, My tzitzis Shemar Ochi, Like, what kind of bracha? What's the purpose of this bracha? What do I hear you saying?
Because
Omar Rav says, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. You do not have to make a bracha b'shas you make the tzitzis. We all you only make a bracha l'satif, but tzitzis are our mitzvah tzitzis. B'shas you put the tzitzis on when you make the mitzvah. But not l'asif tzitzis, not b'shas, we make the bracha. Now the Gemara says, kinach nafshei b'rafunam. After Rafuna was nifta, izor Rav Chizda l'mir mei d'rava d'rav. Now Rav Chizda came up and threw a question against Rav on Rav. Rav, is it true that Rav really said that tzitzis ain't so bracha? You do not have to make a bracha when you make tzitzis. I have one Rav Yudam Rav. If Yudam Rav said, minayin letzitzis b'rechit l'chovim shipsulam. How do we know that if a goy makes a tzitzis, then it's possible? How do we know this from? Shneim l'posik says, da'abro b'nei Yisrael v'yosol hem tzitzis. So we darshan b'nei Yisrael yasu. Only a Jew should make tzitzis. The lawyer to the chovim, not a goy. A goy cannot make tzitzis. Here, the lawyer to the chovim yasu. So where's the question for her? My rumya. What kind of question is this? So the chura was, what does making tzitzis have to do with making a bracha when a Jew makes tzitzis? So Amar Reb Yosef, Yosef says that Kesav Reb Chizda, Reb Chizda holds like this. Kesav Reb Chizda, that kol mitzvah. Any mitzvah that's kosher by a goy is the Yisrael ain't tzorach levorach. Male of a Jew does that mitzvah, do not have to make a bracha. That's what he thought. Rashi says, "Tiyen yochol lema shekhidishanu toad v'kichovim nami kosher bo." So any mitzvah that a goy can also do, therefore we do not make a bracha. But kol mitzvah shepsulu bo v'kichovim, any mitzvah that's possible by a goy is the Yisrael tzorach levorach. If a Jew does that mitzvah, then you have to make a bracha. Therefore, he asks the question, since the goy is possible to make tzitzis, if so, when a Jew makes tzitzis, the chur should have to make a bracha, lasis tzitzis. Samori asks back, kololu, is it true what he's saying? Now, this really klal, or a mila, there's a mitzvah mila. There's a mandiyama that says it's kosher by goy, that if a goy makes a mila, it's still kosher on a Jewish boy. The time you learned, here is shein baray for Yisrael. A ear that does not have a mayo, a Jewish mayo, but v'yesh paroyfei amoy, there's a goyish doctor, a goyish mayo there, and v'royfei kusi, there's also royfei of a kusi there. The locher is yimol amoy v'yal yimol kusi. Let a goy make the mila and not a kusi. Give a Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So who you see, according to Rabbi Meir, a goy could make a bris mila on a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Kusi, let the Kusi. That's really a Jew. Just it's a Shalom of Kusi is Gary Emes or Gary Arroyas. So we hold the Gary Emesain. It was a good Geris, but there were Geris upon them, not told them to cover them. Veloya Moi. Even Moi says reasons why. Because the Kusi is Mechavim, the Shem Hagrizim. Therefore, we should not use a Kusi. That's what Meir swore. If you don't know a Kusi is a Jew, he should make the bris mila, and not a goy. So, uvi Yisro da locher is tzorach levorach, and still when a Jew makes the bris mila, we make a bracha even according to Rabbi Meir. You see, even though a goy can make a bris mila, still a Jew makes a bracha. We still say Asher Kedishanu. The Yom HaMalkos, we learned the Gemara in Shabbat that says, Ha'amoyel oimer baruch Asher Kedishanu v'mitzvayse v'sivonu al ha-mila. That the Moyel makes the bracha al ha-mila. So we see in the court of Rabbi Meir Shita that a goy is kosher to make a mila, still we make a bracha. So much like this, midyu time el Rav, only come to say reason according to Rav. Rav mifs a posel, enechrami Rav tak holds, a goy is posel to do a bris mila. So therefore it's good why according to Rav we make a bracha on mila, because a dear a goy is posel. So that was his kashi also the Quran. That by tzitzis also we should make a bracha last as a tzitzis, since a guy is possible to make tzitzis. Now, where's the proof? How do we know to say that Rav holds a guy is possible to make tzitzis? So Mar says the Yitma, because we learned, minayim lemilu b'avik chavim, shepsula. How do we know to say that if a guy makes a bris mila on a Jew, that is psula? So Dori bar papa mishmei b'Rav Om, it says over the name of Rav, that the Pasuk says, V'yatoh as brisi tishma, you should watch my bris. So mashma v'yatoh, only a Jew and not a goy. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, himol yimol, means himol yimol. Somebody that has a mitzvah milah, a Jew, can make a milah. But a goy that has no mitzvah milah cannot make a milah. So kif you see Rav holds a goy is possible to make a milah. The Gemara says now, Sukkah, Messiah, Tefillin, Evet, Yufta. According to this cloud that you want to say, anytime a goy cannot do the mitzvah, then a Jew makes a bracha. So by Sukkah, it's a raya. But by Tefillin, it's a kasha. Hare Sukkah, Diksher, Bevichovim. A Sukkah we know is kasha for a goy to make a Sukkah for a Jew. The time you will learn. Sukkah, Bevichovim, a Sukkah that a goy made, or a Sukkah, Noshim, a Sukkah that a lady made, or a Sukkah, Behema. A sukkah that was made for the purpose of an animal, lechetchila, or a sukkah as kusim, a sukkah that a kusi made, a sukkah mikomakim, any type of a sukkah that's made, is ksheira. Lamaisa, now on sukkahs, you're allowed to sit there, or bovad pravani, shtei musachach as kuchosa, pravani the schach, is kosher schach. So you see, a goy could make a sukkah, and therefore the Yisrael, the locha by Yisrael is, ain't tzorach levorach. When a Jew makes a sukkah, he does not have to make a bracha. So this klal would come out good according to Rav. The Tanya will learn. So he says sukkah liatzma, someone that makes a sukkah for himself. So Aimri says, Baruch atu Hashem ulkenu malach olam, Sheikh Yonu v'kimonu v'gino lazman hazeh. Yonu makes a bracha, Sheikh Yonu, as the simcha, but not a bracha on the mitzvah itself. Ma'ashen kein bo leishiv bo, when he comes on Sukkot to sit down in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkot, then Omri says, Baruch atu Hashem lakeinu malach olam, Hashem kidishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzibonu, leishev basukkah. So this would be good a klal according to Rav, that since this mitzvah is kosher by a goy, therefore when the Jew makes the Sukkah, he does not make a bracha. He only makes the bracha b'shas he's being mekayim the mitzvah. But now the Gemara says, and the Yidu Lase Sukkah Lemavarach, but to make the bracha of Lase Sukkah we do not make, that's a raya to Rav. But Tfilin to Yufta, the halachas of Tfilin will be a kasha. For a Tfilin, by the mitzvah of Tfilin, to Psulus Bevigrovim, a goy cannot make Tfilin. To Tony, Rav Chinunah, Pray the Rava, Mipa.